All right, while we are passing these out, we're going to go through the idea.
Can I get the bucket first?
The idea of an object lesson. An object lesson is to create a visual, something that sticks in the kid's mind that they can point back to that, and that'll bring up the entire lesson in their brain. Brother Bohan did an awesome job just now talking about how you use more than one sense in teaching, and that's more likely to help a child. There's a lot of people that learn in different ways. You learn visually, you learn through sound, you learn through touch, through all this different stuff. But we're going to focus on the visual today. Object lessons. I'm going to use this mic as much as I can. Unfortunately, I need two hands for a lot of this, so I'm going to have to set it down. But for ideas for object lessons, I'm going to give you a lot of ideas today. A lot. But don't just use those few, that list of object lessons, and when you run out, then you have to come back and say, what do I do next? The idea of today is to help you think outside the box, where you can come up with these ideas on your own. Now, it's not a problem to go to different websites that have these. That's why they're there. That's why I created ApostolicSundaySchool.com. It's so you have all of these object lessons I'm going to do. They're all there step by step. They tell you exactly how to do them. But that's not the only resource. Next Level Kidmin has a lot of object lessons. There are science websites that have a lot of cool experiments that you have to turn into spiritual, to create a spiritual application for. So an object lesson has the point of waking up the kids, of opening up their mind. They come to class and they have zero interest in what you're going to teach. They came because they were promised fun. So if you don't deliver, they are toning out on you. You better have fun, because that's what you told them on outreach, is that you're going to have the best time of your life. And if they come and you're giving them just a 15-minute monologue on some boring topic, they're out. I don't care how good it is, they're done. So what you're trying to do is, I don't know if you can see in here, at the bottom of my bucket here, does anyone see what I got there? A heart. A heart. So this is actually representing one of your kids. And what you want to do is get your lesson, which is represented by this, and hit them right in the heart. Easy enough, right? It's pretty easy, right? Go ahead. Just hit them in the heart. Piece of cake. You nail it. First try. But that's not how they come to Sunday school. They come to Sunday school like that. They're coming to Sunday school with their brain closed to anything you're going to try to do. So what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to try to have you hit the heart with the lesson. And it's not going to be easy, because they're not opening their heart to you until you do something that sparks their interest, and for a brief moment of time, you do a cool object lesson experiment. And for a second, they're like, that's awesome! That's awesome! That is so cool! And pretty soon, the lid's back on, and they're shut down. So the idea is to keep all class long, opening that door, opening the door, opening the door, and you have a brief window to accurately hit the target. So while their brains are open, if you're telling them something that's not the lesson you're trying to get to them, it's harder than it looks to get a good lesson. So you're getting their minds open before the door slams shut. So that's the idea of an object lesson. Everything you do today is to open their mind to that. Now today, I've never done this before, so this is going to be really interesting. I have no idea what my wife's about to bring out. There's 40 plus things over there. I don't know what she's going to bring. So this could be either really bad or somewhat entertaining for myself, because I don't know what she's going to bring. Okay, we're about to do the first miracle of Jesus. So Jesus went to a wedding, and up to that day, he had never done a miracle before. But his mother knew there was something different about this man. She knew there was something special about Jesus. So at this wedding, they had a fabulous feast, and they drank all the wine, and they ran out. And the wedding was a disaster, because when you run out of wine back in those days, you're in trouble. So they were going around, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, Jesus' mom heard, and she said, why don't you go talk to Jesus about this? Up to that point, he had never done a miracle, ever. Why is she telling them to go to Jesus? Because she knew this is his time. This is his time. And so he did. They came up to him and they said, we need you to create some wine. And he said, I don't know how to do that. Did Jesus say that?
Woman.
No, he said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Which is kind of rude to say to your mom. We don't talk like that, you know. At least I don't. I know what's best for me. But he had them pour water into these stone pots. And they said, I don't understand what's going on. It's just water. And he said, don't worry about it. Just take this to the master of the feast. And when you do, just watch what's going to happen. So they did. They gave it to the master of the feast. And right before their very eyes, that water turned into wine. And when he tasted it, he said, that is the best. You've saved the best until last. Now, this is a very, very simple object lesson. There is just a tiny bit of Kool-Aid in the bottom of one of those cups. And when you pour the water in, it fills it up. Very simple object lesson, but it's effective. A kid isn't looking for the... And when I have a bunch of adults here, you're probably like, I totally saw that. And you probably did. Because that's what we do. We look for the mistakes. But kids, they're just... They want to be in awe. They have a good time. So, an object lesson... Let's see. It doesn't matter what you do as long as you do something. Just do something. I've seen people, all they want to do is just talk every lesson, and it gets really, really boring. There's a quote that I read. It said, I would rather have to rein in a noble steed than to prod a stubborn mule. I would so much rather to have a teacher that I always have to say, hey, you really need to kind of tone it down on the fire today. You know, you almost set the ceiling on fire. Now, you need to be careful. I really would prefer that to someone I'm always have to say, hey, you're going to have to do something. Mix it up a little bit. You know, your kids were out of control. They're nuts. And the reason kids get out of control is because they're bored. So you got to keep it from being bored. So the best way is to bring your Bible to class. Anyone preach out of your Bible, teach out of your Bible? A lot of us, we bring our curriculum to class, and that's going to get you in trouble because you got to have your Bible, a visual, because you want the kids to know to bring their Bible. That's the whole thing. We do contests and all this stuff to bring Bibles, but sometimes the teachers don't even bring Bibles. So bring your Bible, have your curriculum inside if you're going to teach out of it. We talk about how the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder, how it's a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Because if you read that Bible, you never know when it's going to come alive in your life. It's just super cool. Now this is a very simple as far as what I have to do, but you can buy this online. It's not cheap, but this is a fire Bible. You have to soak it with lighter fluid. There's a little button on the bottom. It lights it, and you're ready to go. It's super cool. The fire Bible, you can find this online, and it's really, really cool. Now, there's a lot of very cool magic tricks, but we don't call them magic tricks. If you look on your schedule, they're called Christian illusions. And the reason I called that, we don't do that. So, right now, I'm going to show you this magic stick that I found. It's very, very cool. So it's all connected. It's like people, they think they got God figured out. They found out, hey, look, if I do this, then God does that. So if I dress this way, that'll happen. But also, I know that this is connected to this. And I also know that, strangely enough, this is connected to this. And this is connected to this. And somehow, this is connected to this. And it's all connected. But we think we got it figured out. Okay, somehow in there's some stuff going on. I know I can figure this out if I just study it long enough. So after a while, you're in church a long time, and you finally start thinking, I got God figured out. Okay, if I do this, he'll do this. If I do this, he'll do this. If I do that, that'll happen. This will happen. If I do this, and if I pull this, that's going to happen. And just when you think you got God all figured out, God has something in mind for you. God has something special for you. Just when you think that you got God completely figured out, he decides to do something that blows your mind where you can't figure it out at all. And you think, I thought I had it figured out. How on earth does it work? God will do something just when you think you got it all figured out to show you that he's a big God, that he's a powerful God, and that he can do more than you can. And it still works. So if I pull this, that would go up. And if I let it down, that would go down. And this will still pull that one. So it's a really cool trick. This one is called pom-pom stick. I've only seen this in two places. It's not cheap. I ordered it for about $45 online. And the trick is that it's a magnet holding the two together. It's so simple when you see it. But in application, it'll mess with your head. I literally ordered this because I could not figure it out. I was so mad because I could not figure it out. But it's a very, very cool lesson. So I like to start off the Christian illusions by saying, you know what, there's something today, and I'll have a little cheesy magic wand or something like this, and I'll say, I need to do a big Christian illusion, but I forgot my Christian illusion wand, and this is all I could find is this silly little marker. That's all I had. So I don't know what to do. You know what? The Bible says, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, then that's all you need. Do you think that's because God really thinks or really only wants you to have a little bit of faith? Of course not. It's give what you have to Him and He'll let it grow. So we're going to see if we can do that with this magic wand here today. Let's see. If we plant it in here, let's see if we can. I need a Christian illusion wand. Let's see if we can find one here. Oh no. Whew, okay. Well, I got my Christian illusion wand, and it grew out of that one. So this is a super cool Christian illusion wand that is just awesome. I almost hate to ruin this one because it's so cool. You roll it up just like this, end over end over end. And when you're done, you just unwind it. Super cool trick. This one made me so happy when I found it. Very cheap. I think it was like $8 to $10 online, something like that. So not bad. Anything visual like that is going to get their attention. Now this one here, Brother Bohannon just did it in his class, so I'm going to apologize for that ahead of time. My wife didn't know, she wasn't in it. So we're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Now the fruit of the Spirit, can anyone say in there? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. They're easy, right? They're easy in concept. And when you get the Holy Ghost, the first thing you get is love, right? You just, all that hatred melts away. And have you ever seen someone get the Holy Ghost and they run around just hugging everybody? It's because they're just so full of love. They're just, they're just so excited. So, love is like the first fruit of the Spirit. And it's just like, oh, that first night, you get the Holy Ghost and you're just, oh, you're so hard. And love is beautiful. And that first night you get the Holy Ghost, there's love, and then there's joy. All that bitterness and stuff you had to deal with, all of a sudden, joy, you're such a beautiful fruit of the Spirit. Isn't that awesome? Mm. And peace, love, joy, peace. Love, joy, peace, and never long suffering. That long suffering. That's right. Put it in my pocket. That long suffering isn't quite as tasty. Long suffering, having patience with people, is not easy. And that first night, you got love, joy, and peace, but you found out some of the fruit of the Spirit took a while. And man, it tastes so good. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness. Gentleness. You used to come home and kick the dog. Now, I'm sure it's a beautiful fruit, but how do I even eat it? I don't even know what it is. What is this gentleness stuff? I dare not even talk about it. Unless I had a knife and some time, you start to peel it away and you realize this really is a wonderful fruit. How about goodness? Now, goodness. Now you know better. Now you know you don't just bite it. You take the time and you peel it away. And you get to that fruit. And inside you find out, it's worth every minute. And my glasses just got so
I want to try it.
Faith. Meekness. You want to take a bite of that? You're going to have some problems. Some take some time. They take some work. They take some prayer and some fasting. Temperance? This is going to take a lot of work and a hammer. So, would you mind helping me out with that? The whole point is that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Some are easier and more enjoyable than others, but they're all beautiful fruit of the Spirit. This one here is another Christian illusion. Has anyone ever heard the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Let's see if I can. Woo! These things are foggy. Okay. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, they were in a foreign land, and they had. Here, let's do this. sorry, babe. Okay, so here is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You guys recognize them. Don't get them confused, because Shadrach and Meshach are not interchangeable. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, there was three grumpy, nasty, hairy guards, and they were just mean and ugly. Well, you guys know the story. The king made a huge statue, and he told everybody that they had to bow down, didn't he? And they said, I'm sorry, king, we're not going to bow. And so the king said, you know what, guard? You need to go and get that man and just... And he got him. Okay? And he grabbed the other guy and put him on here. Grabbed him on here and put him on here. Okay? And the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego talks about how God could have freed him at any time, right? Do you think God had to wait until he got to the fire? Of course not. No, he didn't have to do that. So God could have freed him at any time. At absolutely any time. So what he did is one day they set up the statue and the king, let's see, he did this. And he said, grab him and set him. And God could have set him free just like that. But he said, you know what? Let's do this. Hold on. Anyway, this is a very cool object lesson. That is, I don't have time to go through the whole thing, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if you go on the online, go to the website, it'll tell the whole story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but it takes a lot of practice that I have not done lately, so I'm in trouble. Okay. This one here is very, very silly. Talk about Christian illusions. This is one that is a great icebreaker. So you can start off.
Oh, no.
Oh. You got to be careful what you eat. You don't just grab everything out there and assume it's good. That's why we tell the kids, you got to study this stuff in your own Bible. Don't just accept what we say is true. Don't just go out there and just grab anything and eat it. Now, this one here is really cool. This is about be careful what you put into your mind. Because the world is going to try to introduce all kinds of crazy things. They're going to try to tell you that there's three gods. They're going to try to tell you that you don't need to be baptized. It doesn't matter what you believe. They're going to tell you that you're too young to live for God. They're going to tell you all this different stuff. But we have to put the right things into us. And typically I would have it written on the side. So I would have on here like repentance. You need to have repentance in your heart. But some people think, well, I could never repent. I've been too bad. I've done too many things wrong. God, I can never have repentance like that. But it's amazing that with God, all things are possible. And just like that, it goes in. And maybe baptism in Jesus' name. Well, whew, that one's awfully big. There's no way that's going to fit. Oh my goodness, there's no way I could be baptized in Jesus' name. But Jesus says for everyone. Baptism in Jesus' name is for you, for your children. To them that are far off. How about the Holy Ghost? Is the Holy Ghost for everybody? I mean, I'm just a little kid. How could I possibly have the great creator of heaven and earth come and live inside of me? There's just no way. But just like that, God does a miraculous work. Now, I didn't cut these too well, but it'll fit. If you don't fit, okay. And just like that, it all disappears. Now, this one is really cool visual. Inside this head, I better be careful, I don't want to spill it on the carpet, is a jar full of acetone. Acetone is like paint thinner. You can buy it in Walmart for just a few bucks. It's not that expensive. And in acetone, styrofoam absolutely just melts away. And that amount that I put in there, you can probably put 40 or 50 feet of this stuff. Just keep going and going and going. I've never, ever had to fill it. I fill it up about halfway with acetone, and it's just unbelievable. Super, super cool. These heads can be bought at any beauty supply. Right now, they're even at Walmart. They have them for Halloween, and they're like $4 or $5, something like that. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And that's just a pickle jar. The last one I did with the pull-out thing, it's called mouth ribbons, I think is the name of them. You can buy them on Amazon.
there are 10 of them for 10 bucks or something like that, 12 of them for 10 bucks. Not everybody's comfortable doing silly stuff like that, but I love it. I think it's fun. So what I have here is a bag, and I have this handkerchief. So I'm just going to put it in here, and we're going to turn it into a red handkerchief, okay? So just like this, we're going to put it in, and you can play this up forever with it on the bottom, and you shake it, and it falls out. You pretend that you don't know it fell out. The kids get mad, and they say, you can fell out. You can play this for a long time, and then you zip it up. You can say, well, there's nothing in here. As you can see, it's just an empty bag. You know, there's... So you say zip it up, so you zip it up. Say, okay, we're going to turn this into a red handkerchief. So I need everyone on the count of three, scream red as loud as you can. One, two, three.
Red!
Okay, perfect. I think you guys did it. Perfect. One, two, three, and presto. I said red. You guys, I didn't say bread. Okay, this is awkward. Let's try this. Okay, hold on. Let's put this back. All right, let's see. Okay, got a bright handkerchief back out. All right, do you have scissors? Let's do this instead. Instead of red, how about this? Have you guys ever been through something tough, and you felt like your life was getting torn apart? You felt like everything is going wrong, and nobody likes you, and everybody hates me, and I think I'll go eat worms. Have you ever had one of those days? We all have. And you talk about how life has a tendency to tear you apart. You feel like you're just coming apart at the seams, and you put yourself in there just like that. And, oh God, what can I do? What can I do again? God has a way of pulling you out. Just like that. So this one's a silly trick. It's very, very simple. It's called the change purse because there are two pockets in it. One of them is the one I have the bread and the cut-up handkerchief, and the other one is the one that I can stick my hand through and turn the bag inside out. Okay, and you flip it, there's a little switch on the bottom, you just flip that little switch, and as you can see, it turns that little pocket like that. So this one is a bigger one than normal. You can get a little small one. They're probably 10 bucks on Amazon. This one is a little more. I think I paid 20 for this one, but this one will last a long, long time. All right, now this one is about, believe it or not, David and Goliath. I cannot do this in this building, okay? So it's not going to happen in here. But what you'll do is get the biggest guy in your class, preferably a teacher. And if you can do this outside or maybe inside where you can clean up, you're going to say, we're going to take the top off and you're going to squeeze this as hard as you can and see how far you can shoot it. Because we're going to see how powerful the man is. And so he gets squeezes hard, and he'll go pretty far. You know, maybe 6-8 feet, something like that. It'll be pretty impressive. You're like, wow, that's awesome. And then you get the smallest kid in the class. And you say, but with God, you're so much better off than you are on your own. And you talk about David and Goliath. This little boy went up against this giant. There was no way. All the odds were stacked against him. No way he could have won. So you give him the five smooth stones, and you pull out 5 minutes of them, and you give those to him, and you count them off. And five smooth stones. And you say, he had a little slingshot. But more than that, he had God himself. And you have this little device that you screw on the top of the Diet Coke, and you put this top on it, and this little top will make this shoot about 30 feet up. It's really cool. It takes all that pressure and narrows it down even tighter than it typically is, and you can get some really good spray. This is, I bought this one from Steve Spangler's website. You can also get it on Amazon.com. And so you put it in and you just pull the pin and run. And you can also do that with a string and pull it and it will shoot 30 feet in the air. And you talk about how this little boy, and you have the little boy doing all this, of course, how they, you know, with the help of God, he's much stronger than this massive, ugly giant. So that was good. That's right. All right. Now, real quick, I need someone to hang on to this. I just need someone a little bit over, okay? Only on this one. Can you hang on to it? Just don't let anyone touch it. No one. No one touch it. Okay. All right. Now, this here, I'm going to tell a story. And I got this one from Brother Bohannon. This is a great object lesson, and it was just awesome, so I had to take it from him. So we have this friend, and my friend's name is Hank. And there's a great way to say, hey, has anybody seen my friend Hank? And you have someone coming in blowing their nose on it. And you're like, no, that's Hank. That's my buddy. So you bring in Hank, and you say, now, Hank, my friend, he had all kinds of good things going for him. He started off clean and innocent. Everything was going for him. He was just this nice, just beautiful life. He had everything going for him. But then one day, Hank made a wrong decision, just like we all do. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And maybe one day he was sitting in class and he was sitting next to the smart kid and he knew he had to do good on this test or he was in trouble. And he knew he didn't know the answer. So he looks over at the smart kid. And he had, for the first time, he had introduced sin into his life. And now this clean heart of his was no longer quite so clean. And so he went home and he told his mom and dad, hey, I did really good on my test. That's great. How'd you do it? Well, I studied all night long. I studied so hard. And just like that, one simple mistake leads to another. We all know how that is. One sin leads to another sin and to another and to another until it's soon, it's pretty easy to make another mistake. He goes on in life, and now he's older, and now he's hanging out with the wrong friends, and now he's doing the wrong things, and now he's maybe doing some, saying some stupid things, and his life, one step at a time, is just turning into a complete disastrous mess. And just like that, this clean life that Hank had isn't clean anymore. He's all messed up. And he thought, I'll just go hang out with my friends. Maybe if I try my best, I'll try to hang out with the right people. But that's never the way it works. He hung out with the wrong people, and pretty soon he was in a complete mess with his friends. They were all doing the wrong thing. They were hanging out together. They were fighting and drugging and doing all kinds of stupid stuff together. And pretty soon, this once pure, innocent Hank now was a complete mess. But one day, he had had enough, and he had a friend that kept telling him, you got to come to my church. You got to check it out. You got to come and see what it's all about. You got to meet my God. And so he finally came to his end where he thought, I have nothing else going for me. I may as well. And he went to a Pentecostal church, and he met Jesus at the altar. And he prayed and said, God, I'm sorry for the things I've done. And he was forgiven all of his sins, and he was baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus. And that night, just like that, all of his sins were washed away. But that wasn't all. You see, he wanted to take this back to his friends and family, so he went to them and said, you've got to see what happened to me. I went to a church, and pretty soon, one by one, all of his friends were soon coming to his church, and they were all saved. So this is a great lesson. It talks about sin. It talks about witnessing. Has a lot of positive points, but this one is very, this is iodine. You can buy this at Walmart. You can buy it at Target. And the other ingredient in the glass that cleaned him is called sodium sulfite. Sodium, S-U-L-F-I-T-E. You can buy it on eBay. You can buy it on, I don't think you can buy it on Amazon. I had a hard time getting it there this time. It was about, I think it was about $15 for a decent size jar that you can use many, many times over. So that's a great one. So this one here, we are going to try something, and I haven't practiced this, so I hope I don't mess up. I'm going to try to read your guys' mind. I know it's probably not going to work. I'm going to do my best, okay? So I'm going to try to impress something upon you. How am I doing time-wise? Okay. So I'm going to use this power of suggestion to put a number in your heads. So I'm going to see, okay. All right, did you see the number?
No. Oh, yeah, I see that one.
Okay. All right, give me two numbers. Eight. Based on what you're saying. Anything?
Eight and seven.
Would you like to change that?
No.
Yeah, I knew you were going to pick that. I had this all planned out ahead of time. So you went with?
Eight.
And seven. Would you like to change that? Are we still 8 and 7? Okay. Who's someone else impressionable? You right here. Only one member. Well, hold on. Okay, go ahead. Perfect. I knew it. One more right here. Three. Are you sure? Hold on. Let's try this again. Okay. No. Okay, didn't work. Okay. All right, let's try this. Now, we got to speed this up. How much time we got? Just a couple minutes. All right. Are we going to speed
That's
this
about
up?
10 minutes.
All right. We're going to speed this up. Someone else. Number. Just spit it out now.
Nine.
Huh?
Nine.
11 and nine? Is that right?
9, 11.
You guys care which order we do it in? 11 or 9? Okay. One more number. Someone yell it out.
Two.
In the back, what'd you say?
Two.
Two? Okay. All right, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. All right. Now, I need you to do something real quick. Pull out your cell phones real quick. Super, super fast. Add all these numbers up. It does take a while. I understand that. So as quick as we can, if we can add all these numbers up and come up with a single number. I'd like it to have at least two people give me the numbers so we know there's no setup here. Huh? Once you have it, just yell it out.
24,702.
24,702. Did anybody else confirm that? What was it? What do you have?
3,446.
Okay, I'm getting different numbers.
24,702.
What do you got? 20. Okay, we got a different number here. 24,702. Okay, 24,702 seems to be the consensus. Is that right?
24,702.
All right. Now, did you know that God knows your thoughts afar off? He knew everything that you were going to do today before you did it. He knew what you were going to be before you were born. He knew everything about you. And that's kind of what I've done here today. I kind of knew all of this ahead of time. I knew what you were going to say. I knew what you were going to say. And I'd like to thank you guys for falling so neatly into the trap. So if we could carefully open it. Did I go over there? Did I even talk to you? Have we discussed this before? Do you know what's about to happen? Okay. So I gave her this envelope before we started the trip. So go ahead and open it up and pull out what's inside and show it to everybody. Okay. So we have a piece of paper in here. Now what does it have on the piece of paper? 24,702. Thank you guys for being so forgiving. No, this is just a trick. It's just a trick of math. So I'm going to put in a number, and I'm going to briefly explain this, and I can explain it in more detail later if we need to. But whatever number you guys give me, okay, so I write the first one, doesn't matter what you give me, anything. So you gave me 8743. I have to make sure that your numbers add up to 9, meaning that 8 plus 1 is 9, 7 plus 2 is 9, 4 plus 5 is 9, 3 plus 6 is 9. So I'm going to write in whatever the difference is between your number and 9. Okay, so that's why I wrote 1, 2, 5, 6. I had to write those numbers. If I didn't, you're in trouble. You guys gave me 1192, so I put 8807. Again, I have to make 9999. Okay, then you add them all up, and it always comes out to a predefined number. And it all depends on that number. So the first number I put is 4704. It's two digits more than the last four of yours, which is 24702. Again, I know it's complex, but I can explain it in more detail. But you talk about messing with your brains. This one is incredible. So cool. Especially, I wrote in these numbers. If you have plants in the audience that are calling out the second row for you, the additions, it makes it where they're just like, there's no way. There's no way to do it. But it does work. It's super, super cool. All right, how are we doing on time?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. All right, 7 minutes. All right, this here, this bowl represents each one of us. We are clean, or at least we look clean. We like to act the part of a Christian in front of everybody. We like to raise our hands and everybody else raises our hands. We like to run the aisles and everybody else runs the aisles. We don't want to stand out. We don't want to look like we have something wrong. But some of us, we may actually have a problem. And inside of this clean vessel, there's actually a lot of stuff going on. In fact, God knows the condition of our heart. And look at these. There's these little jelly balls that were hiding in there the whole time. Just probably hundreds of them in this bowl. And they were there the whole time. They're difficult to see. If I had a little more water in there, you shouldn't be able to see them. But these are the hidden things of the heart. People, you may be able to fool, but you'll never be able to fool God. These are these little jelly balls. And they can be found online. They're pretty much the things that you see in those like wedding bouquets, like the little jelly balls. They're just a little bigger. And they have some that are gargantuan. You let them soak for about 4 or 5 days. But they're just as invisible. Super cool. Okay. And you talk about the hidden things of the heart. heart. You can fool people, but you'll never be able to fool God.
Now, you can do simple object lessons, and you can do complex object lessons. Some of them you can do with just a piece of paper. Some of them you can do with a chair. Some of them you can do with a dollar bill. Some of them you can do with anything. You can do it with anything. Like, how about this? How about this? Who here would like a $5 bill?
Me.
Who wouldn't? I mean, you're out of your mind if you say,
no, I'm too wealthy.
All right, so you want a $5 bill, of course, don't you? Yes, of course we don't. But how about now? Watch this, buddy. You don't want it now, do you?
It's already wet.
Yeah, see, you don't want it being wet. Does anybody else want this $5 bill? But why? Why would you still want it?
It's already garbage.
But it's still $5. And you can still buy $5 worth of anything, right? All you gotta do is spread it out. But what if, this is gonna be disgusting, if I put it in my sweaty armpit? Now no one wants it. Does anybody want this $5 now? You guys still want the $5?
$5.
Do you know where it's been? Do you know the condition this thing has been in? What about now? No way you want that now. It's been stomped underfoot. It's been in a sweaty armpit. This thing has been messed up. No one would possibly want this, right? Does anyone still want $5? You still want it. How about now? You still want
it. I want it.
Go to water.
You know what? This is a lot like God. You go through a lot in your life. You may be torn and battered and beat up and smashed and all kinds of maybe not so good spots, right? But it doesn't matter because God knows you're still valuable. He knows that you have value. No matter how beat up you may appear to everybody else, He can always make you new. So this is a great lesson, and you can, of course, you want to get it. Now, who wants this?
Me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know where? Okay, you got to go like wash this. Huh? That's kind of disgusting.
Yes.
All right. But there's value in each one of us. Now, that's a simple object lesson versus a not-so-simple one. This is one that is anything but simple. This is called the Rubens tube. And this is super cool, but it also takes a while. So on one end of it goes a propane tank. On the other end goes a speaker with a balloon drum. And this actually, you connect to a propane tank, open it up, let it sit, let it build pressure for about a minute, and then you light it. You have a bunch of little flames all across the top. When you're ready, you play music through the other side, and that's when the magic happens. It's so cool. You can play a frequency, like a 400 megahertz frequency, and you literally see the waveform in the flame. You can change the frequency, and you see it, the pattern adjust. It's just magical. It's so cool. And you can talk about what frequency are you tuned to, because some frequencies do some crazy things to the fire. And you talk about the fire of the Holy Ghost that's inside of you. Do you want to feed the Holy Ghost the right things or the wrong things? The music that we listen to definitely affects the God that is inside of us. So we play some music, and not bad music, but it's heavy percussion. Goes, I mean, flames shoot out probably 3 feet in the air, just awesome, but then it goes out, flames out. You talk about that reaction, how some people, they go through life and they may get the Holy Ghost, but they don't come back to God, and their flame goes out. And the Holy Ghost is gone anymore. And then you can play different types of music, soothing, classical, or whatever, and it plays this gentle music playing in the flames. It's just really super cool. This one takes some time, it takes some effort, but it was worth it. And it's just a lot of fun. But how are we doing? Are we out?
1 minute.
1 minute. Oh, my goodness. Three gods to one. They say that there's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, but we know that there is one God. Pick two of the three. Father, Son, or Holy Ghost. And one more.
And Father.
And Holy Ghost and Father. So that means the Son has to.
We've
got to tie these other two together. So now we got the, which one did you pick?
The Holy Ghost and Father.
Holy Ghost and Father are tied together. Now on the other side, I need someone to pick any other pair of two. So someone, just yell out.
Son and Holy Ghost.
Son and Holy Ghost. We didn't pick those two, right? For sure?
Yes.
Okay, so making sure. So we got Son and Holy Ghost this time. So that means the Father has to go down, because you can only pray to one at a time, or two at a time. How many can you pray at a time? I don't know, it's confusing. The Trinity is a confusing doctrine. We know that there's how many gods?
One.
What's His name?
Jesus.
And just like that, we prove that there's one God. Isn't that cool? All right, next trick.
That's lame. You guys weren't really impressed by that. Okay, all right, let's try this. Now, what's a verse in the Bible that says that there is one God? Anybody? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Where's that found? Does anybody know?
Deuteronomy.
6 and 4. What's another verse in the Bible that talks about one God? Does anybody know? Anybody? Beside me, there is no savior. So how many gods are there?
One.
What's his name?
Jesus.
How many gods are there?
One.
What's his name?
Jesus.
All right, I need my magic wand. Okay, I'll use my magic phone wand. Okay, we're good. So, we know that Jesus is the Father. We know that Jesus is the Son. We know that Jesus is the Holy Ghost. And all these things are one. So this is a super cool trick. I will explain it. Bottom line is there's two other little ropes that were on there. And all I did was tie the two little ropes together. And it left this. So these little knots were actually sit on here, and I just slid them off. And, okay. The setup of it is relatively easy. Someone needs to show you, or just go on the website, look it up. It's easy to set up. Cheap piece of rope, costs 30 cents. You'll be done.
So there's a lot of object lessons that you can use. Do them. It'll sure make your class a lot more memorable and exciting.